call you back just as soon as I can.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and I'm going to be hope to be simple. The Suckered by Encryption video was done about 2 hours ago. It was put online. I've got about 48 views thus far in 2 hours, which is, you know, especially Friday afternoon, it seems reasonable. But, you know, the issue too is just because somebody watches it, especially right off the bat, I would seem, you know, they're people who are probably just, you know, it won't have an impact to them. And of course, I did try to do more specific linking to the Shofar Nexus website, and that hasn't seemed to generate much. I have had two email exchanges on it from people that I told about it directly, which was encouraging that that came so quickly. And I did one other email to the intro series. I did the. I don't know if it was in the collateral murder or the one about. Aeronet, those kind of related things. But I dropped in a clip of when John Kiriakou was interviewed on RT with Jesselyn Radak, the attorney. And she has done things with a lot of notable people. And in the whistleblower area, and she has a project, Exposed Facts and whatnot, that to support whistleblowers. But the issue is, I'm on the mailing list, and so I have gotten emails from her organization. Her name's there, but, you know, obviously organization, so I don't know how many people are involved. But, you know, I checked into it because it's, you know, it's easy to do for those who are, you know, like me, you know, the geek. And it's done by MailChimp. So it's tracked. It is the same thing I've done with this other slavery group. It's tracked emails. So when I got one from her some months ago, I said, I need to respond and say, you know, you're supporting whistleblowers and you're blowing the whistle on people. you are exposing whistleblowers by what you're doing, or people who are interested in whistleblowers. And so I said, okay, I'll do that. I did, you know, obviously my thing about the tracking in emails, which is exactly what happens with their email. But the other thing is, I figured, okay, I'm going to finally respond. And I sent an email to her, specifically linked the Suckered by Encryption email. But the issue to me is, I sent the email out to a few people, and my opening line was, you may be familiar with another gentleman who exposed what the government does from the inside. I just did it from the outside. The gentleman who exposed from the inside, actually been several, the photo I use to show room 641A, that was Mark Tice, is that right? And then, of course, there are people like William Binney, Thomas Drake, and so forth, were some of the big names that were talked about for a long while. And then this gentleman kind of took the stage, Edward Snowden. Ended up in the airport in Moscow for some time, and with his attorney, Jocelyn Radek. What he exposed was the techniques from the inside, the prison program, things of that nature. You will note the in Chauffeur Nexus, where I have overview stuff, I have this kind of, it's kind of a black, odd-shaped figure, and then I write overview in it. I acquired that because what that comes from is that was used for the Prism program logo. Prism being kind of, it was, you know, to shed light on all sorts of stuff. So I figured kind of like an overview. So the reason you see that overview logo in Chauffeur Nexus is because of the Prism program. And the image came from website I use for images, which unfortunately is not coming to mind, but Open Clip Art. I got it from them because somebody made an SVG file to use, and that's where I got it, and that's why I could easily edit it and make use of it. So, you know, I tied myself to that. But again, you look at what Snowden showed. He showed techniques how the government monitors people. And of course, him and others have pointed out, you know, the Utah data center. I mean, it's in my video. There was some effort at the time that that was going live to do things like, there was this one group to shut off the water because they use a huge amount of water in their cooling. So shut off the water, you shut them down. And of course, you know, that was kind of a, it didn't go anywhere, but so there's, it's a known issue. You have that massive data center. And so, but it's fallen out of the news. And, you know, I did my video years ago of your privacy's lost, how it's done, those kind of things. So I just did this. And what I tried to do is set up, look, how on earth could, without being able to break encryption, could you find out what people are doing? And I basically described it. I described it in such a way that I think somebody who has at least a vague idea about communication is kind of like, oh yeah, oh. And somebody who is more in tune to this would say, oh. And I pointed out the emperor has no clothes. Because you look at the Utah data center and the billions of dollars that was put into building that place, and of course the constant upkeep and the amount of data that's collected and so forth, and you say, well, is there a big deal? I just described why it's a big deal. And I hope somebody will come along and say, this is a problem. I'll be the face of this. I'll fund it. Whatever. I need them all. It's a big deal. And you know, obviously, I don't have the name of a Snowden or a Binney or people like that. So I'm just, I'm having difficulty. One last thing. I did mention the 1 Corinthians 9:14. In the same way the Lord commanded, those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel. I did do just a bit more research, because just like in English, you can take a word and like add ed or ly or whatnot to change the word. So I looked specifically at the word zo, to live, with the specific spelling that is used in 1 Corinthians 9:14. The one thing I found fascinating is that in the NASB, because I have a tool that shows how many times each time it's used in different translations, I have the same thing with the King James. But in the NASB, it's kind of one time used to get their living. Because other places, it's alive, live, or lifelong. Hebrews 2:15, and deliver those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. So that one's a little weird to me. But a couple that really stood out, because they're verses that I use. It's the same, again, exact same spelling. There's some different spellings, because it's, you know, a different tense or something of that nature, or has additional things to it. But with the exact same spelling, it's only a dozen times or so. But one is Philippians 1:21. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And if I'm to live in the flesh, that means fruitful for labor for me. Yet, which shall I choose? I cannot tell. 21 and 22, both cases, the live is the same word that's used in 1 Corinthians 9. And the other, 2 Timothy 3:12, another verse I quote a lot. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Live a godly life, for me to live as Christ, and make a living? I really, you know, I have the list here, but in the same way the Lord commanded those who proclaim the gospel should live by the gospel, not get a living, make a living, live by the gospel. And I really, it's, Because I did discuss it with Chris a little bit today about the question, not specifically what this particular thing means, but there's so many things that are discussed, you know, the big one being church or divorce, obviously, and things of that nature. But it gives, and preach, because it gives you a connotation that is correct in the sense of the right. It's a word that it's applicable, but it gives you, it matches the definition, but the connotation of the word in English. Instead of using assembly, using church. Instead of using dismiss, you use divorce. Instead of using proclaim, you use preach. Instead of using live, get their living. It has a connotation that doesn't match, I would contend, what the text actually says. So my question to me is, I want to see what the Lord says, but I don't want to say, okay, I found these, therefore I'm going to find others and start go after those dastardly people. No, I don't want to do that. I want to know what the truth is and encourage people to know the truth. You know, it's the truth that sets them free, not a club, or not a quaint idea like get their living in order to justify things that I don't think are correct. Because again, one of the things we, you know, we do when we look at you know, the Matthew, the sending out the 12 or the 72 and things of that nature, it's not to go collect money. Zip, nothing. It's not there at all. It's not to get a retirement plan. It's to eat. To live, to eat. That's all it is. Proclaiming the gospel so you can eat. Come, sit down, join us for a meal, and tell us more what you know about our Creator. Not, here's 10% of my income, go build a fancy building. That's theft. Anyway, I got, well, you know, a couple hours, almost 50 views. But who cares? It's not the 50 views, it's not 500 views or 5,000 views. It's the one view that gives me a connection. And if you can watch that video and say, I really think it's one of my best. There's a point where the image flashes, you know, I figured, yeah, I'm not going to redo it for that. So what? It's the idea. I set the stage. Here's the problem. Is there anyone who's done this kind of problem? Is there this kind of threat? And I pointed out, it's been there for a decade and a half. It's a problem. I need to find somebody who cares. Because who's being controlled? My kids. My lady, my wife. I love you and I want you back.